I'm Ken Vincent, and now time for our Tuesday conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular weekly feature on 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Dr. Husing's past segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. Over the past several weeks and for the next few, Dr. Husing is reviewing the progress of the Inland Empire economy, its performance in 2017, and all of this as Dr. Husing prepares to deliver the Inland Empire Economic Partnership's annual State of the Region Address and 2018 Inland Empire Economic Forecast before a crowd of hundreds of people at a luncheon at the Doubletree Inn in Ontario on Thursday, March 29th. You can find out more information about that event at the Inland Empire Economic Partnership's website, IEEP.com. Dr. Husing says there are five major economic sectors in the Inland Empire. The service sector, that includes retail, dining, hospitality, construction and real estate, healthcare, government and education, and logistics. Last week, Dr. Husing wrapped up a review of the IE's logistics economy, which provides one out of every five jobs in the region. This morning, we're going to talk about the manufacturing sector. For the first time in several years, it's been doing fine, but Dr. Husing has long complained about the state of California placing what he calls legislative and regulatory burdens on the market conditions that benefit more manufacturing.
Our problem is this. Nationally, manufacturing 2011 to 2017 up 7.7%.
Yeah.
State of California up 3.9%.
Yeah.
We only represented 5.5% of national manufacturing job growth.
And I know that's been a rock in your craw for a long time.
Well, it's essentially the state doing things that have hurt our manufacturing sectors. If we look at just the cost of electricity because of California policies, what do we see? The second most expensive electricity is in North Dakota, west of the Mississippi, at 9.53 cents per kilowatt hour. Where do we sit? 14.6. We are 71% higher in electricity costs for industrial than the second highest in the western United States.
Yeah.
If we look more locally, where do we sit versus Arizona? We're 123% more expensive in electricity in Arizona.
Yeah.
What about Nevada? We're 147%, more than double our adjacent states to Southern California.
Now, let me ask you, is California is going to be one of the premier spots for the increase in renewable and alternative energy? Of course, we've got all the sun. Is
right.
that going to make a difference in the price of electricity?
At the current time, it already is, because it's more expensive. And
now,
that in our renewable requirement of 30% is part of the reason that line for California is way out there in terms of the cost of electricity in California.
Now, I have seen projections that show that alternative and renewable energy is going to decrease drastically, especially in comparison to increasing costs of fossil fuels.
So far hasn't happened. And if I'm a manufacturer and I look at a chart that shows California 123% more than Arizona, 147% more expensive than Nevada, why would I come to California? Now, we have one other important sector that is opening up in manufacturing in California that is due for rather fabulous growth, if you can call it manufacturing, and that is the marijuana industry.
So that's where you're putting the marijuana industry, as it fits into the manufacturing sector?
Well, it's sort of a manufacturing process. It's indoors.
Yeah. I guess we used to consider it healthcare until January 1st, and now it's
commercial.
Well,
if you look at the forecast for the healthcare use of marijuana, it is a lot of money. It's in over $2 billion will flow there. But if you then add recreational use, it doubles and then almost triples by 2020.
Wow.
Of course, now into this jumps the Attorney General.
The U.S. Attorney General.
We will. He was trying to stop that. And there's going to be some rather interesting economics played out there.
Yeah.
But if we look at manufacturing in the Inland Empire as opposed to the state, one-third of all the manufacturing job growth for the state was in the Inland Empire.
Wow.
And that's 5.2% of our job growth. So we have done much better, and it's because, A, the labor force, mm-hmm. B, the cost of facilities, and C, the fact that the governments in this area have tended to encourage this particular sector to grow.
Yeah.
Now, median pay in that sector, $51,385.
In manufacturing.
In manufacturing, again, good, solid pay. It's about $5,000 more than what you see in logistics. However, it doesn't have the dynamism that you get in logistics.
Next week, we're going to review the performance of the Inland Empire's construction and real estate economic sector. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. And you can find out more about Dr. Husing's annual State of the Region and 2018 Economic Forecast Luncheon, Thursday, March 29th at the Ontario Doubletree Inn, at the Inland Empire Economic Partnership's website, ieep.com.